The last 2 to 3 years, Indy Parks, or ever since they fired Joe Wins, let's just tell it straight what the deal is. Ever since they fired Joe Wins, Indy Parks came up with this scheme whereby the outdoor swimming pools that mostly existed in IPS neighborhoods, that most of the outdoor swimming pools in IPS neighborhoods wouldn't open on the Memorial Day weekend with the rest of the swimming pools. They had to wait a bunch of days. The excuse Indy Parks gave the last couple of years and this year centered around, well, we can't open the pools because we don't have enough lifeguards because of school schedules. On May 24th, we asked Indy Parks, you know, why is these delayed openings? Their response, quote, "We have utilized a staggered opening schedule successfully in recent years due to changing school calendars. Indy Parks hires hundreds of high school students to staff our pools and simply cannot get adequate staffing, which is necessary to provide safe facilities when our schedules do not match those of neighborhood high schools." End of quote. Well, that response got me thinking, okay, if the problem is you don't have the adequate staffing because the schedules don't match those in neighborhood high schools and all of these pools that open late are in the IPS school district, therefore the simple question is not only how many lifeguards do you have, how many lifeguards attend IPS schools? So we asked that and a couple of other questions of the PR people for Indy Parks and the director of Indy Parks, John Williams. They didn't respond for a month. Then they sent me to Human Resources, and Human Resources tried to respond, and then somebody in city government told them to shut up. And then it eventually went to the legal department of the city, and they hemmed and hawed and told me, "You're not entitled to that information." I said, "Read the law again." And we hemmed and hawed. And this past Tuesday, they released some records that I had to look at. Couldn't keep them. Had to look at them. Even though they made Xeroxes of them. Couldn't keep them. Now, they redacted or blacked out addresses, zip codes, city. Okay. They left the name in, and they left employment history. Not employment history, they left education. So we were able to see where these people went to school. And again, the whole issue is how many, since these pools don't open on time with all the other pools, because they're in IPS neighborhoods, and in the words of Indy Parks, they hire hundreds of high school students, emphasis on hundreds, they got an S on, not hundred, hundreds of high school students, to staff our pools and simply cannot get adequate staffing, which is necessary to provide safe facilities when our schedules do not match those of neighborhood high schools. Okay, here are the facts, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. This summer, the city of Indianapolis employed 246 lifeguards. Okay. They only hired 15 Indianapolis public school students, even though most of the city's swimming pools are in IPS neighborhoods. For those of you who want to do the math, 15 out of 246 is 6.1%. Okay. Let me go through some other categories. Now, the single largest group of lifeguards are high school students in the 8 township school districts of Marion County and Speedway and Beech Grove. 41.9% of all the lifeguards that worked this summer, that's 103 lifeguards, were students at township high schools. Okay. Not IPS. But we're talking Perry Meridian, Southport, the township high schools. 41.9% were students. And so if you're at the township school or Speedway Beach Grove, guess where you live? Marion County. Okay. But let's go through some more categories that we found. The next largest group of lifeguards are college students. One third of the lifeguards, 82, are college students at a variety of colleges and universities in Indiana and out of state. But since the city refused to provide zip code data or even the town the person lived in, we have no way of knowing how many of those college student lifeguards are not residents of Marion County. Uh-oh. However, we do know, here's another category. Category is high school lifeguards who attend high schools outside of Marion County. 13. That's 5.3% of all lifeguards are out of Indianapolis residents who attend out of county high schools. Indy Parks hired almost as many high school students that don't even live in Marion County than IPS students. And most of the pools are in IPS. Okay. Another 20 lifeguards, that's 8.1%, attend private or parochial high schools, like a lot of the Catholic schools. But you don't have to be a Marion County resident to go to Chittard or Cecina or Cathedral or Ritter or Roncalli. And because Indy Parks redacted the zip codes and city names, some of those are probably not residents of Marion County. An additional 5 lifeguards, 2% of the total, attend a charter school. 1 lifeguard goes to a takeover school. 1 lifeguard was homeschooled. 6 lifeguards had no education history at all. How you get hired and you don't have an educational history at all on the application? Whose friend were they? So when you put it all together, there were 144 high school students from Marion County schools, including the private schools, who were lifeguards. Now, my math is not too good, but 144 PR director of Indy Parks is not hundreds. 144 ain't even 100 and a half. Yet she says hundreds. Mm-hmm. So 58.5% of all the lifeguards are high school students. 33.3% are college students. 5.3% are out-of-city high school students. So given that we only had names to see and high schools, and I could look through the township high schools, and what I didn't see was a whole lot of North Central or Pike or Lawrence Central or Warren Central. And I said to myself, that sounds like there's not a lot of black folk in this list here. So I looked at the names, and some of the names I saw were the obvious brother and sister names. Did some educated guessing. And since I've been doing research in demography longer than anybody that is working at Indy Parks, we estimate that only 35 of the city's 246 lifeguards are African American. That's 14.2% of the total. Lifeguards, if you're a high school college student, you're between the ages of 16 and 24. Okay. According to the American Community Survey, 30.5% of all 16 to 24 year olds in Marion County are African American. Indy Parks, Look it up. I didn't make that up. That's come the Census American Community Survey. You go to the census website, factfinder2.census.gov. Look it up. The American Community Survey for 2012 also reported that of those 16 to 24-year-olds employed, we ain't talking about the unemployed, who had a gig last year, okay, 24.5% of them were African-American. So now, in my math, 14.2% ain't nowhere close to 24.5 or 30.5. So, Indy Parks, your diversity in your lifeguard pool stinks. So I wrote Indy Parks and asked them, kind of told them some of the data, didn't tell them all the data that I compiled. Though they should have already known the data because they had to compile it for me. So I'm sure they already had the statistics. So I asked them for a statement, told them I would read their statement verbatim. Y'all ready? This is the statement from Indy Parks. Indy Parks values diversity among our staff members, and our total staff composition reflects the rich diversity found throughout our Indianapolis community. Regarding our lifeguards, we respectfully ask that you substantiate your claims and explain how you reached your conclusions about our staffing levels. From the applications we receive, the same applications that were provided to you, neither the applicant's race nor gender can be determined. We go to great lengths to recruit lifeguards from all areas of the county. In particular, we have worked to cultivate interest in lifeguarding and to recruit IPS students. At Arsenal Tech High School and Washington High School, both IPS schools, Indy Parks has offered three opportunities for a free 3-day lifeguard training course. Indy Parks Aquatics will again offer community lifeguard training classes at George Washington High School Community Pool on December 27, 28, and 29, 2013. Your assistance in promoting attendance at these training sessions is greatly appreciated. In addition, we offer a reduced class fee of $10 to all lifeguard applicants who will be working any center township park pool, and is funded through the Summer Youth Fund. Water safety and basic swimming skills are an important part of our programming at all Indy Parks pools. This past summer, we served 1,650 kids through our Make a Splash free water safety program. In addition to developing important water safety skills, we know that developing swimming skills at an early age is a factor that leads teens to look at lifeguarding as a job option. Scheduling decisions for the operation of swimming pools is heavily influenced by local balanced school calendars, which affect the number of patrons as well as the availability of properly trained lifeguards to ensure the safety of our patrons. We will continue our efforts to actively recruit lifeguards from neighborhoods near our pools, and we look to our local media outlets as partners in this effort. Our recruitment efforts will continue to include press releases, Facebook posts, flyers, and in-person recruiting efforts. Notice it doesn't include an interview. I'm going to say this. Their applications do not ask race. Don't need to ask gender. It's obvious. That's the application, Indy Parks. Once someone is hired as an employee, they have to show ID. That's the immigration law. At that point, you legally can ascertain race, ethnicity, and gender. IMPD does it. Our fire department does it. Our military does it. Our public schools do it, K through 12 and universities. Your total staff reflects the rich diversity found in our Indianapolis community. Put up or shut up, Indy Parks. What's the numbers? Oh, how did I reach my conclusions? Based upon being black for 60 plus years and 38 years knowledge of this community with the obstacles you put in my path. Now, I might not be correct. Prove I'm wrong, Indy Parks. Release your diversity figures today. You can do it today. You've got enough people doing nothing in administration in Indy Parks to compile it. Oh, when you watch Indy Parks testify in front of the City County Council, all the Parks employees that are in the room except the director and one other are white. Oh, that is great. Rich diversity, Indy Parks administration. They have never asked since Joe Wins left to come on this program to talk about recruiting lifeguards. They've made no real effort at recruiting. Oh, you mentioned two IPS high schools. There's IPS is more than Tech and Washington, in case you ain't heard. Indy Parks. And I rarely have publicly called out an African-American leader. I rarely do that. But John Williams, you the director of Indy Parks, you ain't showing me nothing. You ain't showing no leadership. Stand on your own two feet and run your department. Release the diversity figures today. And if you don't have them, then I would suggest you go down to personnel and start figuring it out now. And to make us wait 18 weeks for information that y'all could have compiled in 2 days. It took me 92 minutes to go through those applications by hand and compile the information. 92 minutes. The interns could have done it in a day. And probably would have learned something. More than they, because all you teach your interns down there is how to be an undiverse workforce. Stiff the media and lie to our community. 239-1310, 239-1310, you may have a comment.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, from what I'm hearing from that brother, he's talking about all the grocery stores closing, even the one off of Menhoffer 21st closing. That's just part of the conspiracy because we're supposed to start scrambling for food and everything, let the truth be known. But, Amos, were you talking about the parks, the swimming pools in the inner cities that weren't open this summer?
I was talking about the swimming pools in the IPS neighborhoods that didn't open on Memorial Day that had to open 2 weeks later.
Because they didn't have enough lifeguards.
No, they had enough lifeguards. That's the tricky part. Their excuse was they didn't have enough lifeguards available Memorial Day. But now here's the deal. Here's where they're getting ready to get hit with their statistics. A third of their lifeguards were college students. All the colleges were done before Memorial Day. Okay?
Okay.
So they had those lifeguards available. They had 20 lifeguards that went to private or parochial high schools, like the Catholic high schools. All of those were done by Memorial Day. Okay? Not all the township schools went till the middle of June. So those lifeguards were available. I maintain they had enough lifeguards. If they couldn't open the pools 7 days a week, they could have opened them those two weekends, Memorial Day and the weekend after. They had enough lifeguards.
So what's the problem? Why didn't they use the college student lifeguards?
My thing is, I think they're trying to save money, and they're trying to save money on the backs of the swimming pools in IPS neighborhoods. Because if they were telling the truth, there would be more than 15 lifeguards from IPS. If the whole reason you're doing this is, well, IPS has the longer schedule and da-da-da-da-da and they're not available, then that tells me that a bunch of your lifeguards are IPS. 15 lifeguards could barely open one or two pools.
So if they say that, would they say a third of percent of the lifeguards are college students?
One third are college students and 58.5% are high school students. So the bulk of the lifeguards are high school students. Most of the high schools in this city are done by Memorial Day and definitely done by the 4th or 5th of June.
So what are they teaching in the lifeguard classes? It's particularly the one that's going to be at Washington High School. Did I hear that correctly?
Yep. I don't know. I guess they're teaching, what do they call this? They said community lifeguard training classes. I guess how to be a lifeguard. But here's the other thing. What do families like to do on the 27th, 28th, or 29th of December?
The 27th, 28th, and 29th of December?
Now, when is that between?
I don't know, Andy.
That's between Christmas and New Year's.
Okay.
How many folks between Christmas and New Year's, let's be real, y'all, are going to want to go to a lifeguard training class during the Christmas holiday?
Wow.
Duh! You talk about scheduling a time when you don't want nobody to go. That's then. That's the dumbest thing I've heard.
So are they teaching, to be a lifeguard qualifications, are you have to learn, know how to swim, right?
Oh, swimming part is, that's number one.
That's a given. And then there has to be someone who can save a life, who can administer CPR, who can work a defibrillator, right?
Absolutely.
So what if that swimmer can't do that, or maybe there are people who can do the medical portion but just can't swim? Why don't they work something out? It just seems so simple to me.
No, I think the rule of lifeguard is you got to do both. You got to do the swim thing and you got to do the life-saving thing. I think that's been the rule. I don't, to be blunt about it, Indy Parks, or the ever since Joe Wynn's left, let's separate Indy Parks pre-Joe Wynn's and after Joe Wynn's. Because, you know, Joe Wynn's would not have stood for this.
I know when I was coming up, I was always able to go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
This is not unusual, because there's a third percent of the college students that they didn't use because they're trying to save money. But in the long run, the community is suffering. So where is the leadership? There was nobody to fight for it.
Well, here's the deal. When I asked the question, Indy Parks stalled for 18 weeks.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. They finally had to give it up when members of the City County Council started asking them the question. The City County Council members have asked the Parks Director to his face in public for a breakdown of how many black, Hispanic, male, female employees he has. This joker refuses to tell the council.
So the solution is to find out how many are in the breakdown, so you can't get that information?
They refuse to give it. Not that I can't get it. The city refuses to give it.
Because you know everything's a matter of public record.
Well, see, if you listen, yesterday we were talking with Bob Siegel, the investigative reporter that gets on everybody at Channel 13.
Uh-huh.
He says our laws are not strong enough in terms of public record, and that governments are trying to weasel out of their obligations under the law. I mean, he broke it down yesterday.
That is so convenient.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah, it really is.
And they knew I was going to blast them, because let's put it this way. I'm assuming they ran the statistics. They may have been so dumb at the city that they didn't even bother to count how many, and they're learning it for the first time today.
And it's two Caucasians, as you say, I think, on the board. And how many is totally on the board of Parks and Recreation?
You know, I don't know who's on the Parks Board anymore. You're right. There is. I know Joe Wynn's is the Democrats on the council put Joe Wynn's on the Parks Board. So I know he's.
That doesn't seem like a good thing, does it?
Well, at least he knows where the bodies are buried. All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you. 239-13. Yes. Thank you. 239-13. Let me go to Karen right quick. Then we'll take a break. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Amos. I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they, kids get out of college for spring break, right?
Yeah.
Then they put something out there and let them do their training during spring break. And it, the ones that pass it, let them know they have an actual, really will have a job in the summer. Then you can get all the pools opened up on time.
You know, that's a good thing.
You already would have trained them.
Well,
they're here for spring break.
Well,
and then there are people out here in the community that probably know how to swim and know how to do CPR. Send something out early enough.
I got a better suggestion. You know, with that with that IPS schedule, IPS has it, Warren and some of the other schools, where they get the two-week break next month in October. Do it then. You're absolutely right. The spring break is so-so, but a lot of kids, particularly high school kids, want to go on vacation. They want to chill out during spring break. But that October break would be perfect.
Right. And then they know come next summer they got a job because they pass all the tests. They got their name down. They go and open up the pools early.
Of course.
I thought I'd throw that out there in case it was something they could do.
Well, see.
October or spring break.
See, that assumes Indy Park's got people that got some common sense down there. See, that's common sense. October. And maybe spring break. You don't do stuff like this between Christmas and New Year's. That's family time.
Cold, and who's thinking about swimming in the middle of the winter?
Well, now they're at the George Washington pool. That's a heated pool.
Oh, okay.
But you don't think about things like that between Christmas and New Year's. Christmas and New Year's is either about family,
right?
Chilling out or traveling.
That's why.
That's all that you're doing between Christmas and New Year. You're not thinking about any kind of classes whatsoever.
Right. So October would be the next best step.
It would. And Indy Parks, you can redeem. I like the part where it says our recruitment efforts will continue to include press releases, Facebook posts, flyers, and in-person recruiting efforts. Okay. African Americans don't read press releases. Flyer.
Facebook.
Where are you going? What flyer? Are you going to put flyers in Country Kitchen? Are you going to put flyers in black beauty shops and barber shops? I don't think that's where they're putting the flyers. In-person recruiting efforts. How are you going to do that? And notice they conspicuously omitted articles in the Recorder and the Herald.
Mm-hmm.
They conspicuously did not even ask for interviews and support over here.
Right. They could have been attending some of these job fairs all year long and telling, hey, come October, we're going to be training for this. They know what they're doing.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. 15, only 15 IPS students. Lifeguards. And we estimate only 35 lifeguards were African American. Indy Parks thinks that's not true. Fine, prove it. You can do it. I got faith in you. It's Afternoons with Amos after these. Back to the phones and Johnny, either.
Questions for you.
Yeah.
To validate, you know, your argument, how many of the black applicants were hired?
The information they provided us were the applicants that were hired.
Okay, and how many were black?
I'm estimating 35.
Okay.
And the reason is the city does not ask race on their job applications.
Okay.
Which that part I understand.
Okay.
There is nothing, however, keeping the city from documenting race and ethnicity once you're hired. Because remember, under federal law now, once you're hired, you got to fill out that I-9 form.
Right.
And you got to show ID.
Right.
And that's when you can make the little check mark. Okay, we hired black here. They know.
Okay.
And if they don't know, they're stupid.
Okay. Now, before you can finish your argument to validate your argument, that's a fact that you have to know because, say, for instance, only 38 black children applied and they hired 35.
Right.
Well, those are pretty good numbers.
You're absolutely right. But the flaw in Indy Park's whole process is they are not tracking race and ethnicity in the application process. So let's just say for the sake of the argument, and somebody sent me an email at praiseindy.com saying, well, to be a lifeguard, you have to pass the test. Absolutely. Okay.
Right.
So if the problem is lots of African Americans applying and they're flunking the lifeguard test, then that should tell the leadership at Indy Parks, we got a problem trying to reach this rich diversity, and that they need to do something about it. And the way you do something about it is you increase your outreach. But they're not even trying to find out who's applying. That's the part that's crazy.
Right.
I don't think they're even doing one of the things when I look through the township, the lifeguards that came from township schools, the township schools that got a lot of ussing in them, there were very few. The township schools on the south side had a bunch of folks. So the word seems to be out there. Hey, you want to be a lifeguard? Go be a lifeguard. We also don't know the influence of phys ed teachers at the high schools. So in other words, in swimming class at North Central or Pike, are they encouraging black kids who do well in swimming to look at a lifeguard job? We don't know.
Okay. And lastly, for the sister who just called,
mm-hmm.
tell her it's very basic that you do have to learn how to swim to be a lifeguard. She shouldn't even let that slip out of her mouth. So, I mean, when we want to argue about something, let's not be stupid about it.
I didn't think her question was stupid. I think
it was stupid.
Well, but
I'll say it for you because I know you're protective of your callers, but lifeguard and swimming kind of goes hand in hand. I'll say it for you, and that's all I need to say.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name is